Yeah, I saw Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. The story of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz is as follows. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz famously took Meir Yeshiva to Shanghai. The famous story, an incredible, unbelievable story, how Meir Yeshiva ended up in Shanghai during the war years. An incredible story. So many stories within that story. It's a real piece of, it's unbelievable. So when they were there, it was very challenging and very difficult years. When Meir Yeshiva was out there in the Far East, it was very, very difficult and challenging. At one point, at the beginning of them being there, at one point they were called up. The police there and the government and the authorities were not very friendly with them, and they had their own problems with them. They were legally there, but they did constantly try to seek to make problems for the Meir Yeshiva. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz was a yeshiva and legally therefore responsible for the. For the Bochim. At one point he was called to the authorities, and he knew this means trouble. He knew this means trouble, and he was really scared, because he knew what the alternative would be. After traveling for all those months, ending up in Shanghai, at least they were alive, but he knew that if they withdraw their legal visas, then the alternative would be. And he was very, very scared. And as he was going towards the police office or whatever the office was exactly, when he was really, really scared, because he knew he holds responsibility of all the Bochim, and it was very scary. And then he thought to himself, "I'm not going to be using this." It's what a waste. I'm petrified. He was literally petrified, and he said, "It's what a waste of." Of an emotion, if I don't target, I don't channel that towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. He said he was so scared. It's a shame to just be scared without any Ribbono Shel Olam. So he said at that point, he said davened to Ribbono Shel Olam for three things. He says he davened firstly. He said I want to daven that if we ever get out of this. I want to be able to learn Torah, and I want to be able to teach Torah Lishma without any financial responsibilities and financial. I don't want to be able to learn and teach Torah Lishma. That was the first filler. The second filler is, if we get out of this, I want to have children, sons who are Talmidei Chachamim. I want my sons to be Talmidei Chachamim. And thirdly, if I get out of this, and he was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want my daughters, he didn't have daughters at that point yet, but if I have daughters, I want my daughters to be married to Talmidei Chachamim. Three tefillahs. And he had this meeting with Baruch Hashem, went well, and they spent there some years, difficulties and challenges, but they survived. And after the few years in Shanghai, they split, half went to Meir in Yerushalayim, that was the founding of Meir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, the other half went to America, and whatever, the rest is history. But the three tefillahs were niskavel. Chaim Shmulevitz said that he was the Oshiva of Meir for many years, but he never had the responsibility of finance. There was different departments that had to do with it. He was just able to sit and learn Torah. Furthermore, he had sons, before Shmulevitz, Meir Shmulevitz, Vom Shmulevitz, the outstanding Oshivas. And finally, his sons-in-law, all great Talmid Chachamim as well, he said that was because he channeled a tefillah which was in fear, and he was emotionally very, very tensed up. He felt that so much and intensively that he davened to Ribbono Shel Olam properly. He said he all boils down to these few minutes of tefillah. So I just felt it's an incredible story, because it gives us a bit of an insight, the power of our own tefillahs when we really feel, when we channel it correctly. I just wanted to share that with you. Yeah, okay. Rabbi said this week, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbach Shema, I want to learn Simon Chav Zayin. I do hope that we'll be able to complete the Simon. I'm not sure we will. But maybe we'll be able to try to complete the Simon. The halacha of Simon Chav Zayin is the mokum hanochosan va'ofen hanochosan. Talking about tefillin, what is the correct place of the tefillin? Where do we actually put them? Where do we put this? What's the right place of the tefillin? What is the right place? Okay, it is not so posh. It's not so posh at all. So Simon Chav Zayin Seif Aleph mokum hanochosan va'ofen hanochosan. Mokem hanachosan, the right place of the tefillin. Shel yad, the tefillin shel yad. What is the right place of the tefillin shel yad? Bezoya, the arm smol, the left arm. Babosor hatufuach. What's bosor hatufuach? Bosor means the. So literally, what it means is. Yeah, so literally what it means, basar tofuach, literally means the swollen flesh. It doesn't mean swollen, it means the raised, what we call the muscle, I suppose. It's on the muscle, okay, that's going to be important. It's on the top area of the muscle, depending, I suppose, pardon?
On the mountain.
On the mountain, that's right, yeah, yeah. Depending, I suppose, on one's physical condition. But, okay, there is maybe something going slightly up over here. And that's the basar tofuach. Shebe'etzem, on top of the bone, shebein hakovdoi uveis hashechi. On the bone, between the shoulder and the elbow. So that bone over here, there is muscle, and on top of that muscle, that is the correct place. Now, okay, so we know about, which I was not specific yet. He goes now and he carries on and he says, V'yatat filo me'at, you should lean it slightly, letzad agof, towards your body. So a little bit should be inclined, leaning towards your body, letzad agof, towards your body. Be'inyan, in a way, lechshiyokhuf zroyoi, that if you stretch your arm, lemato, down, you can agilibu, will be leaning opposite and against your heart. In other words, the tefillin should be positioned in a way that it's going to be inclined slightly towards your heart when we stretch down. V'nimtso mekayem, and by doing so, by positioning like this, you're going to fulfill the words v'hoyu hadvorim ho'ele al levavecha, not just in a spiritual way, but also in a physical, literal way, that hadvorim ho'ele, those words should be al levavecha, on your heart, meaning the tefillin should be lying, leaning on your heart. I saw a post, I don't know, that's so interesting, I couldn't believe it. I saw one of the posts came discussing what happens if your heart is on the right side. Now, I was so shocked about the question, I couldn't read the rest of the shaila. What is it, a person can have a heart on the right side? I don't know how that could be. Tom?
Siamese twins.
Oh, I see, Siamese twins. All right, okay. So, okay, but we've got a pun. Good, we'll speak extensively about left-handed people in the right time. So where does that all come from? Why is it that it's on the left arm? Yeah, why is that? Why is that so? So Sifkot Nalef in the Mishnah Berurah says, Smoil, Medeksiv, Yotcha, Be'e. The posuk is written in the following way. It says, Yotcha, your hand, with a hey. Yotcha, normally, conventionally, Yotcha should be spelled without a hey, but in the pasuk it's written with a hey. Perish Yod Kehei. The weak, it also implies, this extra hey implies and teaches us Yod Kehei. It's interpreted with a weak hand. Tehainu Hasmol Shi Tashuk Vecheo. That normally, for most people, no offense. Anybody left-handed over here? Yeah, you're left-handed. So no offense here, but generally speaking, for most people who are right-handed, the left is the weak. So therefore, yod kei means you put it on the weak hand. Va'odosh as well, the Chazal Dashim, u'kshavtom u'chsavtom. It says u'kshavtom in subsequent post u'chsavtom. You should tie, you should write ma'ksiva b'yamin, just like you write with your right hand, shken dechnon, that's the norm of most people. Avkshira b'min, also tying is with your right hand. Since you tie with your right hand, so it's going to be, the tefillin is going to be on the left hand. If you put the tefillin on the wrong arm, you're obviously not going to be yotze. So it's really, really important. We will be discussing this in greater detail, Beit Shem. But if there are people that have unclear definition about right hand or left hand, it's really, really, really important to seek proper halachic guidance, because if Cholila would put the tefillin on the wrong arm, won't be yotze. So it's important to discuss the left-handed people in Mitzvah. This whole is a sieve and greater discussion we'll get by Mitzvah. Okay, now we still haven't discussed exactly the right place. So where is the exact basar tofuach? Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Beis, v'amok maniko kiboyres b'loshen Chazal. That's what the basar tofuach, the muscle is called kiboyres. Kiboyres b'loshen Chazal v'leikuv v'kelfinu lo b'gemara mikro. So now this is really important, Rabbi said. That's the first point that we've got to really, really remember, is that if you don't put it on the kiboyres, what is that? That's the muscle. If you don't put it on the kiboyres, you're not yotze. I.e., if you put it lower down or further up from the muscle area, you're not going to be yotze the mitzvah tefillin, even by the avid. You're not going to be yotze at all. Now look at the Ramah. V'tzorich l'niach b'roish ha'etzem ha'somuch l'koivdoi, avaloi b'chatzio etzem sh'somuch l'shechi. Now, this bone, or this muscle, is divided into two halves. The upper half, and the lower half. What the Ramah is telling us over here, if these two halves, if you put it on the, you're right about bringing it on Sunday. You're right. You told me I should bring the tefillin on Sunday, and I said no, we're not straight to it. If you put it on the top half, says the Ramah, you're not yoitze. So you have the muscle over here. If divided into two halves, the lower half and the upper half. If you were to place it, Rabbi Yisrael, this is what the Gemara says. If you place further up, you're not Yotze. So it's got to be on the lower half, but still on top of the muscle. Doesn't leave you much area. Certainly if you've got large tefillin, or you've got smaller bones, yeah, Bar Mitzvah boys, it's a very big challenge to get it in the right place. Again, it's got to be on the muscle. If it's on the muscle, you know it's a bit yavet. And it's got to be on the lower half within the muscle. It's not a large area. It's, if you are looking at my, so it's going to be, this is the lower half, and the muscle goes from here to here. That's the area that you can put the tefillin on, according to the Ramah. It's very small. So if I were to wear, if you know, the big tefillin, the old fashioned tefillin, which are very big, or the Chabad tefillin, it's very, very challenging. It's really, really challenging. Yeah? So, that's what the Ramah says. There's no, that's unquestionable what the Ramah says. Yes. Koivdo, yeah. It's got to be that area. Oh, I don't know if Jonathan could see all my, Jonathan, were you able to see what I was doing over here? Not my, oh, sorry. But were you able to figure out more or less what we were talking about?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so now, so that's what the Ramah says. So what were you meant to do about it? What is isn't he? What is that? It's got to be on the muscle and still in the lower half of the arm.
You need to get a black pen and stop.
Yeah, black pen is great. Yes, yeah, black pen is great. So you've got if you think about the arm, it's a small area. I mean, especially bar mitzvah boys, it's very hard to get it right. Now the good news is that there is a little bit of a leniency over here, which is a questionable leniency, and it's not 100% agreed on, but there's a leniency here, which the Mishnah Berurah brings in the name of the Ramah. And the Ramah says, in the name of the Vilna Gaon. So if you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, in the middle of Sivkot and Dalit, Mishnah Berurah says, V'agroam, Beviu hiskim ledina, the Vilna Gaon holds the kol mokem akiboyres kosher laniach boit tefillin. The Vilna Gaon comes with an extreme, radical, and overwhelming leniency, and he says, no, forget what the Ramah says. Vilna Gaon says any kiboyres area is okay. That means that he goes further up, and he says any muscle area is acceptable for putting on tefillin. So we said the Ramah says the arm from the top of the muscle down is okay. The Ramah holds further up is no good, even if it's on the muscle. The Vilna Gaon holds that the entire muscle area, even the upper half, is acceptable and is okay to put on tefillin there. Well, does that make sense? The Vilna Gaon holds, unlike the Ramah. The Ramah says you can only do fifth from the lower half of the muscle. But it has to be on the muscle. But the lower half of the muscle. The Vilna Gaon holds the entire kiboyes, the entire muscle area is fine. So he would hold, in my particular arm, the Ramah holds here to here, is the right area. And the Vilna Gaon said, no, this is fine as well. Further up. It's a big cooler. So that's what he says. I'm skipping a line. A person should not put on larger tefillin, says the Mishnah Berurah. don't put on big tefillin. Ki al pi haroiv motzui b'tefillin gdolim, because when you put on big tefillin, what's going to happen? If you put on particular large tefillin, what's going to happen? They'll be partially in the wrong place. B'tefillin gdolim shesoiv haktzitzim unachas lemato. They're going to be all the way down. They're going to be on your. They're going to be past the elbow. They're going to be on, over here. They're going to be over here. What's this place called over here? It's the opposite, not the elbow. The elbow is here. So what's this called? What's this called? The inside of the elbow. What, how do you call this area? The what? The?
Fibula.
Fibula? How do you call this? That's the elbow. I'm talking about the inside. What's this called?
Maybe it's called elbow joint.
Elbow joint? Okay, this, if your tefillin is over here, you know you're in the wrong place. You're not in the wrong place. It's got to be on the muscle. It's going to be on the muscle. And if you have large tefillin, inevitably, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to struggle with getting it right.
So are we saying the entire tefillin has to be on the
kibbutz? Yeah, so, yes, the entire tefillin needs to be on the kibbutz. Yes.
Even though most of it's on
the... Yes, the entire tefillin must be on the kibbutz.
So the point of shear is, because that's high up.
Yeah? Point of shear, yeah?
That's in a high position.
And no, but the entire tefillin must be in the right place. Why are you saying that? That if you're arguing, you're saying that could be that if your mokum kshira is, so the mokum, the way you tie the tefillin is in the right place, so the rest doesn't matter so much?
The tefillin has got a bias and a base. A bias, yeah, and a base.
Ktzitz and
tetua. The base.
The base.
Is the point of kshira. So it's right at the top of the tefillin.
Right. You think that's what it? Well, yeah, but the Mishnah Berurah, I hear what you're saying, but the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that. Mishnah Berurah is very adamant.
No, but what I'm saying is, so let's say it's in the right place. Let's say your tefillin is on the right place, but then the kshira
is a bit too high.
Is not the right place.
Is too high or too low? Too high.
It's above the half.
Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah says, I mean, the bottom line, he addresses this controversy. Achim eloy kim tefillin gdoilim. If person's got larger, comparatively larger tefillin, Toiv Yoy said it's better yet. I mean the bottom line. Shikshem bechatzi etzim elyoin. Go with the Vilna Gaon. Put it on the high half. Chatzi etzim b'mokum shenimtza adain bosa tefuach. If you can't fit everything according to the Rama in this area of here, if you can't do the Rama and do it from the lower half. Then says Mishnah Berurah, okay, so fine, go with the Vilna Gaon, go a little bit further up. That's okay, as long as you are on the muscle. Bevosat tefuach, adayin bevosat tefuach. Veyeitzel kolponim bezel das agro. At least you can have the Vilna Gaon. V'shar poiskim. Much rather this than he says mashu menochim lemato. Much better this than if you keep it lower down. If you keep it lower down when it's off the muscle, you're going to be yoitzel according to nobody. And that's no good. So if you've got to choose between having it too low and it's going to be on the lower thing, if it's going to be off the muscle, so forget that. That's not an option. So rather pull it further up a little bit and you go over the top of the muscle. You go over that and you're going to be on the higher end of the muscle and it's going to be on the upper half of the arm, it's still okay. It's okay because the Vilna Gaon says the entire muscle area is fine. So that's okay. You've got the Vilna Gaon and you can sleep safely. But not lower down than the muscle. That's a yeah.
I remember I read a long time ago, you have to read the one you have to say, two fingers.
Two fingers is a good one. Yeah. That's the ideal place. Yeah. Yeah, but that's approximately, people who say two fingers, they mean, because two fingers is approximately, from there onwards, you're by the muscle. You're by the muscle. Depends on how much weightlifting you do, yeah?
When you fold it, you have to go two fingers.
Two fingers, yeah? Yeah, you must be quite strong. By me, it's about five fingers until I get to the muscle. Yeah, no, but it's good, it's true, that's what they say. Yeah, they say that, it's true, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know understand is because that lower part of the arm,
okay, so connected liboy, very good. I like your question because you're right. But connected liboy, connected liboy means it's going to the mishnah. Connected liboy means that you should be facing the direction. It's not the height; it's the direction. Connected liboy means the direction of the heart, as opposed to having it fill in facing out. Because that's the correct place. The tefillin must be on the kibboiris. On the kibboiris. There's two. One is in terms of the height, and one is in terms of the inwards, outwards. Yeah. So kinegi liboy means inwards. As to whether, the machloek is between the Ramah and the Vilna Gaon is, do you have a, is the upper half of the arm, this, the upper part of the arm, if it's on the muscle, on the top of it, is that mokum anochas tefillin, yes or no? According to the Ramah, you go further up from the half, it's not mokum anochas tefillin. According to Vilna Gaon, it is. It's still the muscle. The reason for it, I don't know what the reason for it is. I don't know the background of it. Yeah. Okay. So that's, Rabbi, that's an important machloikus. It's an important machloikus. I don't know what to say, because I think that often the best filling are, what are the best filling? What are the best filling for that? The tiny filling. Have you seen the tiny filling? Yeah, brilliant, you know? Because really, you could put two filling on the same simultaneously. That's brilliant. What? It's a big shine. Yeah, it's very hard to get it right. You're right. The smaller the filling, the better. And for bar mitzvah in particular, or for people who wear larger filling, one has to just make sure higher up, and get the Vilna Gaon rather than having it lower down. It's important. Big tefillin, because I don't know. For many, many years, it was only possible to do big tefillin. If you look in the pre-war tefillin, they were not able to do it. Everybody had bigger tefillin. That was the Messiah. That's what they could do. Gasses. Yeah, I just over Shabbos, I page through a very beautiful book of pictures of pre-war. Vizhnyak, you know the pictures? It's beautiful pictures. They're stunning pictures of pre-war Europe. And you look at the pictures of the tefillin. They're enormous. Every tefillin is like, you know, it's like an enormous tefillin. Every single, well,
the big book, the big with the photographs.
Photographs, yeah. It's beautiful. Vizhnyak, yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Look at the tefillin there. All of them are enormous. They're very big. So they're really big. The tefillin are very, very large. I mean, it's hard to, very big. That's people, and the Metzius is that people are only able to write those kind of tefillin. People, it was very hard to write smaller ones. Okay, Abba Issa, that's it for this evening. We discussed the right place of the tefillin. We said it's the left hand, Yod Kehei. We spoke about the muscle. We spoke about, according to the Ramah, it's got to be on the lower half of the arm. Still on the muscle, but on the lower half. According to Vilna Gaon, you can go on the entire area of the muscle, and you can be choshen on that. Certainly by the elbow and beyond the muscle, it's certainly not yotze the mitzvah. And we'll be discussing more details, Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow. Having said this, I wish you a very good evening.